Welcome to Style Scoops, where we dive into the extraordinary journeys of remarkable individuals who redefine the limits of human potential. Today, we have a very special guest, Kobus the Viking Visser. He's a renowned author, speaker, executive coach, and South Africa's only certified master firewalking instructor. But what makes Kobus stand out even more is his resilience. Diagnosed with hemophilia as a child and once confined to a hospital bed, he now inspires thousands through his story of overcoming physical and mental barriers. From climbing Mount Kilimanjaro on crutches to empowering others with his Viking Wolfpack men's program, Kobus embodies living without regret and doing hashtag whatever it takes. Stay tuned as we uncover his incredible journey and find out what fuels his unstoppable spirit. Kobus, your journey from a difficult diagnosis to where you stand today is incredibly inspiring. What gave you the drive to not only keep going, but also to reach great heights, like climbing Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, I think the journey of being diagnosed as hemophilic was quite challenging because it puts me on a life where I'm constantly in pain, where the doctor said I have to get both my ankles fused and my elbows replaced to be able to live with my condition. And so, you know, what keeps me going, you know, even on Kilimanjaro was that two phrases, whatever it takes and live without regret. I mean, the live without regret is I have two boys and it was my two boys that motivated me, was to leave a legacy behind for them, to build something big, to inspire them, to inspire my future generations of kids that is going to come. And so that became a drive. It also became a drive to prove to myself that these things that I teach people, does it really work? Does mindset really work? Does mind power really work? And I think that was the thing I wanted to get to show that this works. It's not a foofy, it's not a pie in the sky, but if you apply these philosophies, that it really works. So yeah, that is what keeps me going and reaching great heights like climbing Kilimanjaro.
As a master firewalking instructor and executive business coach, how do you balance the physical and mental challenges of your job with the constant pain you live with?
As a master firewalk instructor and business coach, I think the balance between physical and mental health, it's a constant thing, and the pain that I live with, it's constantly managing it. It's not like you bath once and then you will stay clean for a month. It's that constant, you know, waking up in the morning, doing self-development, self-growth, meditation. It's all about habits, and I believe it's the habits we create in our lives. So, you know, if you want to change your life, create positive habits and it will automatically change your life. And I mean, that is what keeps me going. And the constant belief that I'm making a difference. And, you know, I enjoy really what I do. So it's not really work. And I think it's just finding ways of delegating and growing a team to be able to do everything that I need to do. And I think that is the main thing. So I am in pain. However, I don't focus on the pain. It just takes me longer to get going during the day and warm up. You know, today is a little bit cold, for example, so it takes a little bit longer. And I think that's the thing, is just keep pushing through. Focus my eye on the prize and where I'm going and what is the legacy I want to leave behind, and then just taking the one step. And I mean, that's the secret, taking what is the next step to take. Keep moving forward.
You recently launched your brand as The Viking. How does this new persona reflect your personal and professional growth over the past years?
Yeah, launching it changed a lot of things about me personally and professionally. I think if you just look on a brand perspective, when I used to be Superman, you know, it's comic, the perception people have it about it is cheap, it's a loner, I have weaknesses, etc. When the new brand is more focused on community, tribe, and the things that I do, you know, you have to be fearless, you have to be courageous. And then I think that fitted my persona so much more. And then the quotes that I talk about habits, I talk about values. And, you know, there's 9 values of the Vikings. And I think, you know, like heart, perseverance, action, you know, and they left a legacy that is still stood the test of time today, you know, their stories and what they've done and experienced. And yeah, their lineage is today is ruling the England, and the king and the queen and etc. So it's a big lineage. And I mean, that's the thing, it's that my brand has changed a lot and is impacting people that. And of course, I look like a Viking. And so people see me differently and they approach me differently. And I think there's more respect as well. And I can charge more. So I think that has really impacted the way people perceive my brand.
Can you tell us more about your men's empowerment program, the Viking Wolfpack? What do you hope to achieve with this program, and how is it different from other self-development programs?
I mean, the main thing for me about men is that there's so many things about women empowerment, etc., that there's nothing for men. And it's to get to a point where men can become gentlemen as well, and men can be men of their word and upstanding, men of valor, men of values, where men can really, because, you know, men has hurt a lot of women as well in the past, or men that are father that are not stepping up to being a father or hurting women. I think that it's to get to men to stand up for that, to protect the weak, to protect those who can't protect themselves, and to stand up for what is right.
You have spoken in front of large audiences and touched countless lives. What is the one message you hope people remember after interacting with you?
Yeah, so I've spoken in front, and I think the one thing I want people to remember is a few things. One is there is hope, and that the impossible is possible. You know, whatever you put your mind on, you can achieve. And sort of just have that hope for tomorrow, etc. And I think that's where we want to get to, is how can we believe that we can create our own reality in such a way. So if I can do that, they can do it as well. So it's sort of leaving them with that type of mindset.
That was an inspiring conversation with Kobus the Viking Visser, proof that no challenge is insurmountable when you have the willpower and mindset to push through. Whether it's through firewalking, climbing mountains, or guiding others to their peak potential, Kobus reminds us to live life without regret and to never let our limitations define us. If you want to stay updated on his latest projects, including his Viking Wolfpack Empowerment Program, follow him online and get ready to unleash your inner warrior. Until next time, keep pushing your limits and remember, #whateverittakes.